It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
So,
all right.
Number five.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg.
Woo.
Revenge of the Nerds.
He did not look comfortable.
Was up on Capitol Hill today. He's wearing a suit, which I thought was really an interesting moment for him.
And
I
think dressing up for the crowd.
Interesting moment for him. But he looked like every 8-year-old who's the first time ever in a tie. Right.
Now, Tommy, wear your suit to church. All right. He just did not look like he was comfortable in it.
No, he was like tugging on his neck like, I'm joking.
Maybe it's because he was talking to people who didn't understand what the Facebook is.
That's joking. That's true. That is true. As I mentioned earlier, it was like he was trying to explain Facebook to the founding fathers today.
It's true.
It's like when your parents catch you on your way out to talk to you about something, and you're like, my friends are on the way. I gotta go soon. I'll answer these questions, but we're not getting in detail.
There was a lot of meandering questions like, now, Mr. Zuckerberg.
What's this all this poking about?
Well, my grandchildren, now they're on the Facebook, and they tell me that they happen to have been botted by Russian trolls. You know, you're like, what?
Right. Or in Hatch asking, like, hey, if you don't charge people, how do you make money?
Well, that's the important thing here.
Through
I think
ads.
Orrin Hatch knew what he was asking, but he was trying to corner Zuckerberg. And at one point, Zuckerberg, they were going to take a break, and Zuckerberg was like, no, let's keep going. You know, which was a total mistake, because then he ended up facing Ted Cruz, which got weird very fast.
Have you ever seen a pornographic movie accidentally by liking it, and then you don't want to like it, and you got to take it off your Facebook feed?
I bet you do like the poke button, Senator Cruz.
I remember the time that Cassie poked her stepdaughter.
No, that's not how it works.
Oh.
Anyway, it got weird.
It did get weird.
So here was the thing, is that they were trying to get him on this idea of is Facebook just, if it's advertising based, and it's always going to be advertising, they're always going to then sell your data. So Sheryl Sandberg, a couple of days ago, had floated the idea that maybe if you want to have your data totally yours, and you don't share it with anybody, and it's completely on its own, then maybe you could pay for the privilege of that. You could pay a monthly fee, like a Netflix kind of fee.
A subscription.
Yes, to Facebook, so that you, all of your stuff is safe. And then, so Orrin Hatch tried to get to him on this idea about the business model.
Are you actually considering having Facebook users pay for you not to use that information?
Senator, people have a control over how their information is used in ads in the product today. So if you want to have an experience where your ads aren't targeted using all the information that we have available, you can turn off third-party information.
That's the Florida senator, by the way. That was Orrin Hatch right there.
Why does he sound like Farmer Bro Martin Shkreli there, doesn't he? You could do this.
You could do this. If you really wanted to, you could actually turn it off completely if you wanted to. But we're not going to really do that. By the way, have you noticed I have a very, very, very large forehead? Okay. It's kind of where it was.
It was the entire time, that sort of tone.
It was Jimmy Fallon, as really is what it was. You don't seem to understand. I may have dropped out of Harvard, but I'm smarter than all of your brains combined.
Right. It's just, you could see the frustration. His mind was about to explode as he had to explain very basic concepts.
Well, they were trying to trick him on this. They get this. They get the advertising piece, because that's the centerpiece. But the idea of how the rest of the thing works, totally lost on the senators today.
Yeah, but ads and selling all of your data, including the messages you send, there's some lines there that need,
They ask about its competitors. Do you have competitors? Yes, I have a lot of competitors. And they're like, could you name one competitor that you have that it does exactly what it is that y'all do?
Lindsey Graham, yeah. If I have a Chevy and I don't want a Chevy, then what's the car that I can buy next? What's your competitor? And he didn't have a straight answer on that one.
Okay.
They really don't.
I don't really have another competitor, okay? All right, but it feels like I have another competitor. All right, hold on, here's more.
Even though some people don't like ads, people really don't like ads that aren't relevant. And while there is some discomfort, for sure, with using information in making ads, more relevant, the overwhelming feedback that we get from our community is that people would rather have us show relevant content there than not. So we offer this control that you're referencing. Some people use it. It's not the majority of people on Facebook. And I think that that's a good level of control to offer. I think what Cheryl was saying was that in order to not run ads at all, we would still need some sort of business model.
We can have a business model, okay? I don't know how you people actually make your money except in graft and greed.
What did you get about it? It's a business model.
So easy.
That tone is just so funny. I'm sure that's how all of Silicon Valley talks, but it's just weird to see it in that environment.
It sounds like a teenager talking to his parents.
What? What are you talking about?
I've got to go.
You don't get it.
Anyways.
I'm going with my friends no matter what you say.
Forget this whole thing. I'm leaving.
I'm moving out of the basement and I'm leaving you forever.
What do you mean you don't have Hot Pockets? Here's the problem with this, though, is that it really it's changed everything, right? And these guys don't quite understand how straight, and these are not the worst questions in the world, but it was. I'm only half kidding when I say that it's like explaining it to the founding fathers, because they got to figure out how to kind of work this into how America sees itself, because they're taking advantage. They basically are crawling into your brain and stealing all of your vital information. Because I like one of the senators, it was the guy that asked the question before from Florida. Now, let's say I happen to be on the Facebook, and I'm discussing with my friends on Facebook how much I like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, a commercial comes up for chocolate.
Right, that now, could happen.
How am I to explain that I have not been stolen of my materials? And like, don't you get it? It's like the algorithm figured it out, and you're... Although, we did learn something. No matter what you do, when you turn the Facebook off, and I'm going to call it the Facebook just to annoy Violetta. When you turn Facebook off, when you log out, it's still getting everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it.
You can't just turn off that top button on your tablet. That doesn't mean everything's off.
No.
Okay?
Even the what?
The most revealing part of the testimony, though, is when they walked him into the subpoena in Mueller Russia investigation territory, and he didn't stop it. He said, yes, they've sent subpoenas, and yes, we're cooperating with Mueller in the Russia investigation.
He actually walked back subpoenas. He said he wasn't sure. He said we're cooperating.
Yes. He said yes. And then later he walked it back the whole thing and said this should maybe not be in this kind of a setting. But he pretty much confirmed that was happening.
That they're cooperating, right. You can't remember
and
if they were subpoenaed.
And they talked to some people potentially maybe within Facebook.
I'll have my team get back to you on that.
That was his favorite
line. That was
his
answer to everything. I'll have my team get back to you on that, okay?
Do you think he rehearsed that in front of the mirror this morning? Because he said it over and over again. My team.
You tell him about your team.
Am I on your team?
Number four.
Sarah. Oh, bad day for Sarah Huckabee Sanders at the White House. She had a press briefing today. And it was out of control. It was wild horses charging at her, asking about Mueller and the Michael Cohen situation, and whether the president was going to fire everybody up to and including Robert Mueller.
What way is an FBI raid on Michael Cohen's office an attack on our country?
I think that the president has been clear that he thinks that this has gone too far. And beyond that, I don't have anything to add, but I'd refer you back to the president's comments.
So that accounts to an attack on our country?
Again, I think the president has been clear what his position is. I don't have anything else to add at this point.
Does the president believe he has the power to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller? Does he believe that's within his power?
Certainly believes he has the power to do so.
Oh, boy.
Then
she tried to move on, but...
You've said several times from the podium that the president has neither the intention nor is thinking about firing Robert Mueller. Does that remain the case today?
The president was asked this question directly last night, and I'd refer you back to his comments.
Can you confirm that Rosenstein was the high-level DOJ official that signed off on the FBI raid?
I'd refer you to the Department of Justice in terms of their process. Certainly the president's voiced his frustrations, but beyond that, I don't have anything else.
Yep.
Can you guys get out of here? But what about firing Robert Mueller?
I know a number of individuals in the legal community and including at the Department of Justice said he has the power to do so, but I don't have any further announcements on.
They told me, I've asked, they've said that it's Rod Rosenstein oversees special counsel and only he has the power to fire the special counsel.
Again, we've been advised that the president certainly has the power to make that decision. I can't go anything beyond that.
Yep. That launched a huge conversation, but even leaders within the own party or his own party are saying it would be suicide for the president to go ahead and fire Mueller. You heard that from Chuck Grassley
too. And then there was April Ryan, right, from the Urban Radio Network, who asked this question, which really blew Sarah Sanders back. Like, what?
With all of this turmoil, particularly this last week, has the president at any time thought about stepping down before or now?
No, and I think that's an absolutely ridiculous question.
Not ridiculous.
I gave you two questions,
ridiculous.
April. We're moving on. Jordan, go ahead.
It's not ridiculous.
Not ridiculous.
Not really relevant either. Do you see this guy? You know, April, with all due respect, you've seen the guy. That's the guy who said to you, hey, you've got black friends. Why don't you ask them to help? Remember that? Why don't you call the Congressional Black Congress and whatever they are and tell them that they got to be part of my deal? You know them. Okay. May I just now move on to the three,
please,
the two, and the one? But first, Violetta will check us on the traffic after Judy tells us what's coming up at the top of the hour. All right. Here we go. We're rushing through the rest of the top five. Mm-hmm. Here, checking in at
number three.
There he is.
D. Snyder.
Friend of the show, D. Snyder.
Gotta love him.
He is going to Broadway finally with Rocktopia. He's been working on Broadway shows now for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Actually, that Christmas show he did was very good, the one that they did here. And it's like a rock and classical music together.
Mm-hmm. That if Beethoven were alive today, he would be a rock star.
Mm-hmm. He's going to do some Led Zeppelin, some Aerosmith, his own Twisted Sister hit that you just heard right there. And it's become a rallying cry that we're not going to take it anymore for teachers protesting. Did you see this?
I did see that.
That's going to make the kids a little worried about the teachers.
I applaud it. This song has become a folk song, and it's come to stand for whatever people are upset about or fighting against. And I think it's ironic that a song on the Filthy 15, which they wanted to censor, and I went to Washington to defend my violent song, is now teachers all over the world standing and fighting for their rights or singing it. That's ironic, but I applaud it.
All right.
Feel good.
Steve Snyder.
Number two.
Geneva City Council had an unusual proposal before them, a promposal.
Hmm.
That's what Dia Patel thought was simply an extra credit appearance for school, turned out to be a surprise gesture from her boyfriend with the help of the mayor, Kevin Burns. Dan O'Connell, a senior at Geneva High School, walked up to the podium alongside Patel for what she thought would be a school-related event, and then...
And prom this year is downtown again.
Yeah.
And as I understand it, prom tickets are $140 each. Is that amazing?
I actually talked to Miss Kohler. I was talking, and we were talking about the prom tickets price, and she said it keeps raising because the gas prices keep raising, too. So.
And you bought that? And you've got your outfits picked out and all that good stuff?
Working on it.
Yeah, sort of.
And now the assumption is that you're going together, but there's been no formal request, so.
Will you go to prom with me?
Yes. Of course I will.
Aww, that's sweet.
When did this become such a big deal that you have to prank the prom?
It's like the ask, you know, is bigger than the actual date.
Yeah. Oh, it always is. Because the problem,
I don't know. Is it always that way?
We used to decorate people's cars.
Really?
I was like, hey, you want to come to the prom?
Just awkwardly ask each other. Yeah. Totally awkward.
I had my lawyers ask.
I did it.
Even back then.
You've always been romantic.
A little paperwork in advance of the big day.
Even back then.
A couple pages.
I wore my suit. I had lawyers ask. That's how I did it.
Hey,
what was in that waiver?
There's all kinds of stuff in there. Yeah.
Don't
read the fine print. And if you have any kind of communicable disease, you're not allowed to come at the moment. You know, I have an option to ask somebody else at the last minute.
I have a doctor ready.
Yes. I'm surprised they didn't have the doctor ask. But but there was a doctor's appointment right after the ask.
Oh, gee. Oh, gosh.
Number one.
Oh, boy. Okay. A lot of hires need to be rethought.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington Post decision to bring on a Sesame Street character may fall into this category. To celebrate and promote Cookie Monster's new book, The Joy of Cookies, the fuzzy and blue monster took a turn as an investigative reporter at the Washington Post.
We're working on an investigative story about the letter Y. People think it's a vowel, but we got a tip that it might be a consonant.
Great, I'm glad we're covering that.
Me glad we're covering that. Yeah, good one. Yeah, what Irv said.
The new guy started here last week. He's a little eccentric. But he's been in the media almost 50 years. He must be doing something right.
How do you feel about Bitcoin?
Me love it. Yeah, me going to do deep dive into cryptocurrency. Bit cookie.
Okay. let me just say this.
Yeah.
If I'm the Washington Post, I don't do this stunt.
You don't need that kind of credibility hit right now.
Yeah, I'm done. Done.
Everyone loves Cookie Monster.
I don't think so. I don't. And he's
sounds
just proof.
Like a foreigner.
He's
overrated.
Boring. That's what he is.
Someone check his papers.
I couldn't really get into Sesame Street because the kids always look like they hadn't showered. You know, like the beginning scene when they're like on the jungle gym and they're running around. The kids always look dirty to me.
I think you're the only person who would even notice that at all.
No, I totally.
Anybody notice
that?
Oh, no. They're
totally.
Not showered?
No.
I never watched
Sesame. Sanitizer.
Right. There's not enough sanitizer in the world for me to play with those kids. That's the way I looked at it. When I was, there wasn't even hand sanitizer when I was a kid. That's how old I am. There was not enough soap in the world. There was not enough orange dial bars of soap for me to handle all the kids with their greasy hair running around and with their greasy hands touching the bars. Couldn't do it. Let's close this thing up.
Let's do it.
The top five at five.